produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Praise God and thank the Lord, for this is the day that He has made. I'm your host, Cynthia, with Morning Glory Wellness. I am so glad that we are well and that God has given us another opportunity to gaze up high, up to His beautiful heavens, and just say thank you and glorify Him. So praises and honor and glory I give to Him on this day. This is a great day that the Lord has made, and this is a day that the Lord is causing a mighty move and a shift into the atmosphere. So thank you all for joining me today on Morning Glory. Again, I'm Cynthia, and I'd like to thank also Josie Hopkins for always continually giving us something new to look forward to. And I believe soon we'll have some great things that's coming forward. So a big Morning Glory shout out to her. And then to our sweet Kayla Padgett. We want to thank her too, because she's definitely an innovator and a trailblazer during this time. She's a wonderful lady, and we can always just thank her for what we are witnessing through the radio ministry, Finding My Way Network. Thank you so much. And just hello and a shout out to all of the beautiful people that's a part of the network on this morning. Again, I'm Cynthia with Morning Glory Wellness. I just wanted to do something different today. I want to really talk about outdoors activities during the COVID-19 pandemic. Because a lot of us are inside and we're stressed, we're overworked, we're not able to get out and do some of the things that we normally do. And I saw a wonderful article I would like to share with you. It was from the Mayo Clinic. And again, what I'm going to read is not my opinion or something that I have written, but I felt that this was a great article. It says, safe outdoor activities during the COVID-19 pandemic. Safe outdoor activities during this time of the pandemic has affected activities for many people. Public health restrictions caused by the COVID-19 pandemic has led to canceled festivals, concerts, and other events, church, school, family gatherings, and many vacations and large celebrations have been limited or put on hold. Despite the changes caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, there's still plenty of fun to be had. In fact, seeking out, finding things to do, fun activities may be even more important now more than ever. Doing something you enjoy can distract you from problems to help you cope with life's challenges. And we all have those ups and downs. And we want to think about things that are positive. And we know right now it could be very hard and challenging for a lot of us, especially if we're lost a loved one or loved one is in the hospital or our children are away at school and we have concerns about them being there. And then for our youth that are always on the computer right now all day, we must continue to just pray for our people and the nurses and the doctors that are in the hospital. But let me get back. When activities are near where you live and allow plenty of space between you and others, outdoor activities pose a lower risk to spread the COVID-19 virus than indoor activities do. Depending on the weather where you live, like right now, we have some snow, or some people are really snowed in, or heavy rain. So of course, that wouldn't be the time to go out. But one good thing I like about that you could do an indoor window activity, and that is to get some warm tea or put on a sweet music in the background and maybe light a candle and just look at the beautiful snow falling down, or just sit there and just meditate on the Word of God while you see His beauty creations that's outside in front of you. So you can do that. I think that's a very good exercise to do. Now, the COVID-19 virus is primarily spread from person to person among those in close contact. With about 6 feet, 2 meters, the virus spreads through respiratory droplets released into the air when talking, coughing, speaking, breathing, or sneezing. In some situations, especially in enclosed spaces with poor ventilation, the COVID-19 virus can spread when a person is exposed to small droplets or aerosols in the state of the air for minutes to hours. So it could actually exist in the air for minutes to hours. When you're outside, fresh air is constantly moving, dispersing these droplets. So you're less likely to breathe in enough of the respiratory droplets containing the virus that causes the COVID-19 to become infected. But be sure to wear a mask when you can't maintain distance from others. Personally, I would still wear a mask even if I'm outside exercising, because you never know and you do want to practice safety. So being outside offers other benefits too. It offers an emotional boost and can help you feel less tense, stressed, angry, or depressed. And sunlight gives your body vitamin D too. So think about it. Think about your neighborhood, where you live, what's close by, where you could go and do some type of brisk walking, or just go there and have a seat out there on the park bench, dressed warmly, and get a good book and maybe just read a little bit, or just watch the birds fly and just have a good time, or feed the ducks. Go to the park. Low-risk ways to move forward. Now, coming into close contact with people you don't live with increase your risk of being exposed to someone infected with a virus that causes COVID-19. That's why, in general, any activity that allows you to keep a social distance of at least 6 feet from others is lower risk. There are many activities you can enjoy close to home, whether you're visiting your favorite public, state, or national park, or just spending time in your neighborhood, with various exercises may not be possible during some seasons. There are many ways to be active outdoors throughout the year. Get moving with these low-risk outdoor activities during COVID-19 pandemic. I have found that if you have steps at your home, you can just exercise back on up and down on the steps. You can do dips. You can do push-ups. You can do squats, lunges. There are so many different things you can do. You can walk briskly up and down your driveway, or you can go in your backyard and just walk and make a beautiful circle just as you're going around. Just pray, meditate, thank the Lord that we're able to just walk in the comfort of our home. So you don't have to go out in the public. You can do this right at your house, on your property. If you live in an apartment, then just think of the parking lot if it's not too busy, or just think about, if I was just to go outside and look at the things that you could do, like jump rope, you could do that. Take your rope outside. If you have some weights, you can lift your weights outside. If you have a basketball, you can just bounce the basketball up and down. So this is not just for women. This is also for men. You need to get out there too and get some exercise. Walking, running, and hiking rollerblading and biking, fishing and hunting, golfing, rock or ice climbing. I don't know about that one. I might try the rock climbing, but I'm not sure about the ice climbing. Kayaking, canoeing, dive boating or sailing, skiing, including cross country and downhill skiing. I would question that a little bit for me. I need a little bit more training, but you might be able to. And then ice skating, snowboarding, sledding, and that's really good at this time. You could take your kids out and just take the sled out there with them or the little snowboard, and they could get a lot of great exercise just running back and forth up the hill and sliding down. But most of all, fitness classes are held outside or virtually that allow social distancing. You can call me. I have a dance studio where I do exercise for seniors and for the youth. And then also for the millennials, I have kickboxing. A lot of people love that. All the yoga with the Pilates, with the stretching and toning, releasing the body from stress, clearing the mind so you can be really focused. Personal training one-on-one. If you don't want to exercise with the rest of the people virtually, we can meet virtually together. Just think all the great things we could do if we were to exercise. We could get to know each other, something about each other, and then also become prayer partners along with that. So avoid crowded sidewalks and narrow paths and choose routes that make it easy to keep your distance. Wear a mask when you can maintain the 6 feet again from people you don't live with. Now, some people say they don't want to wear a mask during their activities. Now, of course, just depending on what you're doing, I do know some people live in a sunny state or a more warmer state, so they might want to swim or you have a swimming pool in your backyard or whatever it might be. But I'm not sure right now if they have the public pools open. That's something you want to check and find out the requirements and the safety rules they are using, especially during this COVID. Now, don't let the weather stop you from being active outdoors. Dress in layers and protect your head, hands, and your feet. Then head outside for a winter hike or cross-country skiing and aim to keep a positive mindset about winter. This may help you to enjoy the season and winter activities more. If you live close to the beach, you can get out there and do that walk and just smell the fresh breeze of the water. I would go out when the sun has come out just a little bit more. So you just want to maybe wait before you go out there early in the morning. Let the temperature get up a little bit. Low risk social activities. Depending on your location and the weather, many other outdoor activities can be a good choice too. Like do a picnic, pack food from home, or pick up takeout from your favorite restaurant or food truck. In some places, you might be able to get your food delivered to you. Take it with you so you can enjoy a favorite public park and eat at the park or outside on your patio or your deck or even in your rocking chair or in your front porch. That's something I really like doing. You can go to an outdoor farmer's market, wear your mask again, and maintain your 6 feet, okay? So let's take a deep breath right here. Exhale, and think about all the wonderful things that you could do. Restaurant, patio dining, some people love to do that. Camping, you could camp. Take a couple of your grandkids with you, or invite your sister, maybe hang out and have a girls' day. Or guys, you could camp too and fish as well and put up a tent. Of course, we need to make sure you're in the proper weather when you do this time. And make sure you take your soap, your hand sanitizer, and things that you can disinfect the areas that are around you. So in case you touch different surfaces, that you're still going to be safe and healthy and look out for yourself. So right now, if you would like to know more about exercising and things that you can do indoors or outdoors, virtually, whatever it might be, I want you to go to my Facebook page. When you go to my Facebook page, just say, Cynthia, I would like to do something about my health. And if you are to do that, guess what? We could meet one-on-one and I could give you some pointers and tell you some things that you could do to be more healthy and strong and have a really good, healthy mind and really tone your muscles and strengthen yourself, build up your endurance and your stamina. And not only that, some people are barbecuing during this time and having campfires, and they have their little fire pit outside and enjoying themselves roasting marshmallows. See, there are some fun things to do. You can even go out there to the basketball court with your grandson and pick up that ball and shoot a couple of hoops out there, or go to the tennis court and play some tennis, take your soccer ball out there or your baseball, and I would guarantee you, you would run up and down that field and get some great exercise. So guess what? You can have a great time exercising outdoors. But if you want to just stay in the privacy of your home, I understand that. Think safety and enjoyment. As the COVID-19 pandemic continues, it is important to take care of yourself and those around you. Practice precautions such as washing your hands often, not touching your face, avoid close contact or less than 6 feet apart with others, and wearing a mask. When you can't avoid being near other people, then steps are especially important for those with a higher risk of serious illness for COVID-19. At the same time, well-being also includes doing things that make life worth living. With the right information, you can make thoughtful choices about ways to bring a sense of normalcy and joy to your life during the COVID-19 pandemic. So don't let it get the best of you, because the joy of the Lord is your strength, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So take a moment. God, we just thank you right now that you have given us the opportunity just to think about what we can do to gather together our thoughts and be with you with our whole heart. We could go out on our porch, Lord God, and celebrate your beautiful creation for the day that you have made, and rejoice and be glad in it, and look at the wonderful things that you have made that fly up in the sky, the trees that flow, the leaves that fall, the wind that shifts back and forth, the sun that shines, and the moon that comes and give us a glow at night. Oh God, we just thank you right now for your peace, God. So we offer, Lord God, our bodies to you, Lord God, as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to you, Lord God. God, we just thank you now. We worship you, Lord God. You are our majesty. You are our king, and you are our Lord. Oh God, you are just so wonderful. You're beautiful. How can we not say thank you, Lord God, during this time? That you're continuing to save us for something greater and for something better. Who knows what it might be, Lord God? But Father, we know that we have promise on us, because you have given us promise from day to day. Each time we open our eyes, let us not take it for granted, but let us take it, Father, for it is the day that you want us to go out and push and cause something wonderful to happen in someone's life. God, we thank you right now. And I thank you for joining me. I thank you so much for joining Powerful Wellness. I just love you so much. And I ask that the glory of the Lord will shine upon you, and that each and every day that your heart desires more, I ask that God will pour more into you, that he will give you greater, that nothing will be missing, nothing will be broken. It will be pressed down and shaken together and running over, and people will call you blessed. So again, just think about the things that God wants you to do so that your life can be longer and your life can be the best life. Breathe. Exhale. Lift your hands. Worship the Lord with me. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for being our waymaker, our strong tower. We thank you, Lord God, that you have made yourself unbusy for us, Lord God. And you listen to us, and you let your ear, Lord God, be open, Father, to the things that we want and the things that we need. But God, let us be in your will. Let us be in your will, Lord God, so we will move according to your time. I'm Cynthia with Morning Glory Wellness, and I own World Fitness Dance Academy, where I love teaching people to help them feel healthy and whole, their mind, body, soul, and spirit. My goal is that you will be healed, and that your body will be transformed, and that your mind will be renewed. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, and every praise belongs to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And don't forget, leave me a message and let me know how great God is in your life. Until then, I love you all. Amen and hallelujah.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.